into Montgomery. And if you're headed out of Montgomery on 65 southbound, down below Pit Lala, right around exit 151, just past that, we've got an accident there. Some lane blockage in that one. Left lane's going to be your best bet there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Rain is falling. We're busy all over. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Now that the college kids are done with the ball in the basket, time for men to scream.
Get in the hole!
Time for the Masters. This week on CBS.
Wall Street Business Report coming up in just a second here. Brant McDonald at 5:15 to talk about the inflation numbers today. At 5:35, Ms. Murray's Movie Minute. We're going to cover three topics today with Ellen Murray. One is a sci-fi film that didn't make that best of list that we had the other day, but she wants to recommend it to you, especially if you're a sci-fi fan. Quiet on the Set, a wrap-up on that series, which is Rich and Jay saw it, and they both said it was really tough to watch. But it does expose what we know has been going on in Hollywood with pedophilia. And Fly Me to the Moon, trailer on this just out on Eclipse Monday, and it looks like a really interesting film, but what are they really up to with this thing? Inquiring minds want to know. That's coming up.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks fell on worries that what seemed like a blip in the battle to bring down inflation is turning into a trend. The S&P 500 lost 0.9%. The Dow gave back 1.1% and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.8%. Treasury yields also leaped in the bond market, raising the pressure on the stock market. Traders pull back on bets for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve following a third straight inflation report that came in hotter than expected. The Dow was down 422 points to 38,461. The NASDAQ lost 136 to 16,170. The S&P 500 dropped 49 points to 5160. New York oil rose 98 cents to $86.21 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU77074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you suck at Scrabble because spelling is hard, Mattel is launching a new version that's more fun. Scrabble for dumb people.
That's spelled D-U-M.
him. 6 points. Who's the dummy now?
No need for an eighth grade education or even a dictionary.
S-K-U-L. School.
Scrabble for dumb people.
I win again.
Because everyone deserves a chance to spell success.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police say at least three people were shot and injured Wednesday at a Ramadan event in Philadelphia. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the shooting occurred around 2:30 p.m. when police at the scene heard about 30 gunshots. He says two groups of people started firing at each other and people began fleeing the scene. Bethel says officers have taken into custody five people and four weapons were recovered at the scene. President Biden has welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House for talks on delicate security situations in the Pacific, the war in Ukraine, and more. Biden is honoring a leader who's been one of his strongest allies in the face of international crises with a state dinner tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It is Wednesday. Week is half through. Too many things I gotta do. Only 2 days until the weekend. This stupid job takes all my time. Always at work, I'm going berserk. Wish I could quit this job, but I gotta get some pay. I will someday, but for right now, I'm working hump day.
Hump day.
Had a pretty good afternoon. Staying meltdown free, but I look at the TV, and if there's any government official in the last 100 years that has been the most abysmal failure at his gig, it's got to be that jerk-off Mayorkas, who has allowed millions of people to stream across the border. We know there's terrorists. We know there's tons of fentanyl. Americans are getting killed, if not by drugs, by criminals. He's a total, absolute failure, unless his real job was to let them in to begin with. So he should have been impeached and out on his ass quickly, but that just doesn't seem to work that way. You know, they've got 15 court cases going against Donald Trump, who really did nothing except be unlikable. That's not a crime. Well, maybe it is these days. But this, Biden doesn't seem to understand. If he at least did that, hey, I thought you were handling the border for me. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And look what's happened. He's a catastrophe. And he looks like Dr. Evil. Here's another one of those weird stories. You've been trying to stay away from things that make us upset today. I'm not a snowflake, but I need my breaks too. A Florida man gave police, yes, duh, it's Florida after all, more than they bargained for when he argued that he was allowed to be drunk and disorderly and sit naked in a garbage can on a public sidewalk. Wiley James Weeks, age 35, arrested by St. Petersburg police. Well, at least There is one piece of good news. The guy's 35. The average age in St. Petersburg is about 95. So at least there's a couple of younger people around, but he was arrested there after cops found him intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, reeking of alcohol late Saturday night. He was extricated from the trash can and arrested for disorderly intoxication. Now, you can be intoxicated on an orderly basis in Florida, but not a disorderly basis. So remember that if you visit. And resisting an officer without violence, he pled guilty to both counts and was fined $520. Any surprise that prior convictions include theft, disorderly conduct, panhandling? That's why we don't want them at the intersection with their Venmo machines, Mr. Mayor. Criminal mischief and other misdemeanors. Because we have so many facilities to help people like that, right? Aren't that these initiatives and everything else we're doing supposed to be helping?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And later on, if we have time, you'll find out about an armed man at a Scottish train station who was doing cosplay with Star Trek outfits. But we just can't give you all this good stuff at once. We have to kind of spread it out like peanut butter. The time is 5:11. Brant McDonald joining us soon. The big story this morning, we watched it at 7:30. Man, when those inflation numbers came out, nobody was less surprised than me because we talked to Brant. And you pay attention to what you pay, you know everything has gotten more expensive. And the ramifications, market had a bad day. We'll see what he expects moving forward. And in the meantime, I'd like to talk about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. This is, for too many, a well-kept secret. It shouldn't be. It's on Wetumpka Highway. It's right in the middle of everything here in the River Region. It's a 60,000 square foot warehouse, but don't be misled by the word warehouse. It's designed on the inside to accommodate the biggest selection of furniture anywhere. When you're shopping furniture, you want to see all there is to see. If you're not going to Kaiser, you're not seeing it all. Especially with 50% off the top ticket price, it's really, it comes down to selection and price. Nobody's got more than Kaiser. Nobody's got better people than Kaiser. Stella Beard, who knows the inventory, can help line up the choices in the type of furniture you're looking for and in the price range in which you're shopping. And by the way, that price range you're shopping, it may be boosted by knowing that you can get a Synchrony luxury account if you spend $1,000 or more at 0% interest. Something worth considering. Also worth considering, you pay less sales tax there. It's 8.25% because Kaiser is just beyond the 10% tax to close in Montgomery. So you'll save on that as well. And you have Leslie Wolfolk there. Stella Beard hired her. She's an experienced decorator, so if you're looking to theme up your home or look, try to achieve a particular look, they can help with that. They have the new home entertainment consoles that house the big screen TVs of today with shelves and drawers so you have places to put the remotes that you'll never use again but keep anyway. Stuff like that. All at one location, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. If you'd like a sneak preview or call it a furniture trailer, if you will, go to shopkaiser.com. I'm sure you'll want to check it out. It is 5:13, Rich's forecast in 30 seconds.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're dealing with a significant multi-hazard storm system well into the nighttime hours tonight. It'll be windy with widespread rain and thunderstorms, flood watch in effect, locally excessive rainfall amounts, severe weather threat with all modes of severe weather possible. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. free in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 63, then some scattered leftover showers at times tomorrow, high in the lower 70s. Back to some really nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Cut it like it is, baby.
Waka waka.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, the extinguished congresswoman from Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Smaller than the sun, and the sun went in a direction, and then the earth. Now those provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? The gas is such that we could do that.
Yeah, that's a congresswoman. Must be friends with, what's his name, Hank in Georgia, who thinks that Guam will tip over if we put too many people on it.
Yeah.
These are leaders, right? No wonder our public education system is a dismal failure. So let's talk to a man who helps us be successful. We call him Mr. Right on the Money. Brant McDonald from Invest Advisors. Brant, I have spent the afternoon telling people how you were calling the inflation data today, weeks ahead, because you do your research there at Invest Advisors. And the day kind of played out the way you expected.
Yeah, it really did. You know, we've been talking about this number for quite a long time. I mean, obviously, we've got jobs out of the way. We've talked about that. But inflation numbers came in this morning, and they were hot. They really were. As we talked about this morning, when you look at the headline number, 3.5%, that doesn't sound so great. But the thing that the Fed has been doing recently in the last many, many CPI reports is they love to strip out food, energy, and housing to try to get to what we call a super core. That number was really, really breathtaking. It was up 0.7% month over month. That was a massive, massive increase. clearly now, we see 3 months in a row of inflation beginning to pick up steam. And you know, if you want to look at what the culprit is, it's what we've been preaching now for months, which is the fact that this government of ours, the White House and the Treasury, they're borrowing incredible sort of mind-numbing amounts of money, running these massive deficits, and they're pumping that money into the economy. You think about things like the Inflation Reduction Act, which is laughable, right? I mean, but programs like that and several others that have been passed through legislation have money that's being pumped out to various construction projects, service projects. You have a lot of workers who have taken on employment there that we connect back to government jobs. We see incredible, really, really tight labor markets as a result of that type of federal government activity. And so you've got the government doing this on the one hand, and then you have a Fed that has been sitting at 5.25% on the federal funds rate with a really sort of tight monetary policy profile. So on the one hand, you've got fiscal policy, White House and the Treasury, very, very loose. On the other hand, you have monetary policy, the Fed, that's very, very tight. And as I've said before, it's sort of like you're in the car giving it all the gas you can with the accelerator through the floor, which is what the White House is doing. But then you have someone else in the passenger seat hitting the brake, trying to slow it down. And that's what we've got going on. It's madness and it's crazy. So with inflation running like this, you see the unemployment numbers, even though they're part-time jobs,
yeah.
We're looking at a 3.8% unemployment rate with positive GDP because of all the borrowings that are going on. You really have to scratch your head and wonder, I mean, really, is this a time that we should have a Federal Reserve that's contemplating cutting interest rates? It makes no sense. It really doesn't. And you know what? When you look at the bond market, when you look at gold, when you look at silver and commodities, they know the gig is up. I mean, they're telling us plain and simple that they've got this thing figured out, and they're calling the Fed to account and the White House to account on this. That's why we've seen gold explode higher. That's why we've seen all the precious metals, the industrial metal complex, commodity complex, all moving to the upside in a major, major way. So this number was not what the Fed wanted to see. They are clearly boxed in. And by the way, Greg, we haven't even really talked about the banks. I mean, the banks desperately, desperately need rates to come down. The Treasury's worried about it. They've been worried about it. The Fed's worried about it. You've got a political backdrop where you see our president today going out and talking about, oh, well, trust me, I know lower rates are coming. As if he's now in charge of monetary policy. You know, he's just out there front and center tipping his hand like, you know, hey, I've got Jay Powell in a headlock and he's going to do what I tell him to do, by God, or else. He even went a step further and said, you know, well, we may not get a rate cut in June, but, you know, we're delayed now by 30 days. So July, we're looking good.
Oh, yeah.
We probably will get a rate cut, and it's going to be for all the wrong reasons. It's going to be because of political reasons, and it's also going to be because of bank relief. And when that happens, you're going to see long bond yields go even higher. You're going to see gold and all the metals go higher. There's no good scenario with the conditions that we have right now. There's just none. The Fed can stay higher for longer and not cut rates and kill the banks and get unbelievable political grief, or they can cut rates to try to make conditions softer for the banks and deal with the inflation fallout as a result. There's just no good answers. They're sort of boxed in. They really are.
We're surprised that the market didn't have an even worse day today when this number came out this morning, because I watched it. We were watching it in real time go from the futures at about 80, 90 points above zero down past 400 to 500 very quickly. And it looked like it might be one of those days where it just keeps plummeting.
Yeah, you know, initial reaction is you would think that the market would have gotten hit a lot harder. But here's what's going on. There's a massive rotation that's coming out of what we call long duration assets. These are going to be your tech companies. That old discounted cash flow model where you're taking all those cash flows and discounting them back at higher rates. Money is moving and migrating out of those sectors into more of a value type box of stocks. And particularly, it's going to be those things like oil exploration, gas, deeply value-oriented type companies. As I say, commodities, metals, precious metals, industrial metals, those kinds of things, and companies that are connected to those industries. The bottom line, Greg, is that the market has figured out that what the United States government is about to do is what's called financial repression. They're gonna have to accept the fact that they're not going to hit the 2% inflation target, which, as you know, we've been saying now for a year that it's going to be near impossible to do that. And I think what you're going to start to see in the coming months is an admission and a change in the target by the Fed, probably to a 3% inflation target, as opposed to the 2% target. They're going to basically cave in. And the U.S. government is going to monetize their debt. And when we say monetizing debt, all that simply means, and what financial repression means, is continued printing of money supply. The Fed has already today, for example, said that they're really open to slowing or stopping the pace of quantitative tightening. That's the first step back to QE or quantitative easing, which is nothing more than money printing. And it's a pretty simple equation. You increase the supply of dollars, it causes the value of the dollar to drop. inflation stays elevated. The little guy continues to get his face ripped off while the government is printing money and causing the value of the debt that they've issued to become worth less and less and less. That's called debt monetization. That's called financial repression.
Well, everything that happened today, those who listen to the show on a regular basis, those who listen to your segment on a regular basis, we're not surprised. And I got to tell you, that was one of those moments, seeing that number come out, worse than they expected. And I suspect it's even worse than they showed us today, Brant, because they lie to us all the time. They're always revising GDP down and all the other numbers, the new jobs. They throw a big number out there, and then they revise it later because they can't tell the truth. It'll hurt them politically. And it's getting really, really old, buddy, I'll tell you. Anyway, thank you for your time today, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm thankful that this weather is not any worse than it is.
As a matter of fact, the last of the really heavy stuff, we just heard some thunder outside the studio here, but the last of this really, really bad stuff is going to be gone within the hour, and then we'll just have some garden variety rain. Deal with the rest of the evening.
I love it. That's good. That's good news. Well, hey, y'all have a great evening, and look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Greg, tomorrow we get the producer price index as a follow-on to what we had today. I would suspect we're going to see a little bit more of the same. We'll be reporting on that throughout the day.
And we'll be here at 8:30 if you have news to share with us, okay?
That sounds good to me.
Have a great night, Brent. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Weird Al is like Jell-O. There's always room for Jell-O, there's always room for Weird Al. So we have a little Weird Al coming up. Right now we have a look at the roads with Skipper and your local Blue Water News next.
Well, we're busy all over the area. We got rainfall and just an ugly day to be on the road. So please buckle up, slow down, and watch out for your fellow travelers. Got a minor crash, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road. We're hoping they're working that one quickly. I-65 southbound coming into Montgomery at Pine Level. Got an accident there. And if you're headed southbound out of Montgomery on I-65, when you get on down below Pit Lala around exit 151, just past that, we've got an accident with a little lane blockage there. Watch out for boots on the ground there. In Montgomery, a lot of minor accidents, but nothing major. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to do our best to keep you updated this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Whole bunch of cool topics on deck with Miss Murray's Movie Minute. That's coming up around 5:35.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. State lawmakers will have to make some compromises for Alabamians to have any chance at voting on a state lottery this year. Both the House and Senate seem to agree on a lottery, but cannot come to terms on sports betting and casinos. Now, both chambers have formed a conference committee to negotiate. Country singer Winona Judd's daughter is currently in the Elmore County Jail. 27-year-old Grace Kelly is charged with indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations. She allegedly exposed her breast and lower body at the busy intersection of I-65 and Highway 14 on April 5th. According to the latest CDC study, around 35% to 40% of Alabama's population is obese. State Representative Gwendolyn Given believes this is a big problem in our state. Ever about solutions, Representative Gibbon has introduced a bill that makes weight discrimination in the workplace illegal. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chris Thomas is here this morning, and he gave us everything we needed to know what to expect today. He'll be back tomorrow. And when you listen in the morning, even if you're not prone to call or participate in one of our delightful contests, call Jay at 272-9228 during the show. Register for our grand prize drawing, which happens at 8:55 on Friday mornings. One of the things we give away is the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. That's a full service on your vehicle. Oil change, tire rotation, safety check on brakes, full diagnostic run, checking fluids and so forth. With three locations to serve you around the River Region, including Mount Duncan in Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. If you need a ride or an accommodation to get your car serviced, just order it up at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. Ms. Murray coming up.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're dealing with a significant multi-hazard storm system well into the nighttime hours tonight. It'll be windy with widespread rain and thunderstorms, flood watch in effect, locally excessive rainfall amounts, severe weather threat with all modes of severe weather possible. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Free in the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 63, then some scattered leftover showers at times tomorrow, high in the lower 70s. Back to some really nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios at ams-studios.com. Online or call 730-1268. Now we welcome, remembering her incredible 7-for-7, on her Oscar predictions, Ellen Murray. How are you today? Did you manage to stay dry with all the weather chaos?
Yes, I got sent home early, so I'm just relaxing at home. It's really enjoyable.
Nice. Last week, we had a list of the best sci-fi films. It was from Entertainment Weekly, and it was really a good chat because, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of people have watched science fiction movies without, like E.T., for example, without realizing they were watching a science fiction film, and we were out of time, but there was one more film that you wanted to bring up that you've watched that you would like to recommend to people who are sci-fi or just good movie fans. Which one is that?
Yes, it's called Immortal from 2004.
Immortal.
And it's, the plot is the most fascinating I think I've ever seen, but it's about a futuristic movie set in 2095 where the Egyptian gods are on planet Earth, and there are also like flying cars and all that stuff. So
sure.
The god Horus has been condemned to death, and before he dies, he wants to carry on his genetic imprint by reproducing with a human woman, and to do that he's got to embody a human man in order to make this happen. So it doesn't have great reviews, but to me it was like one of the most fascinating science fiction movies I've ever seen, and I didn't think it was streaming anywhere, but I just discovered that it's actually on YouTube, so you can watch the whole thing for free on YouTube.
May I add one to the list? Only because it's sure. So bad that it's like one of those classics that you, like a wreck, you can't take your eyes off of it. Plan 9 from Outer Space. Easily one of the worst movies ever made, but it's made so badly that you can't stop watching it, even with a crazy convoluted plot. So I'd like to add that as my sci-fi recommendation, especially if you're in the mood for a chuckle. One quick example, in that movie, there's an aircraft piloted by two guys who spot UFOs. That's the sci-fi. But if you look closely, they're like sitting in a living room, and the thing that separates the cockpit from the rest of the plane is a shower curtain. So it was made on a very low budget. It also happened to be Bela Lugosi's final film, and I was a big Bela Lugosi fan, so I kind of have a warm spot for it there, too. So let's move on to our next. Quiet on the Set, a very controversial documentary. You've watched the whole thing now, right?
Yes.
What was your take? Because Jay and Rich have seen it, and it made them very uncomfortable. What can people expect if they decide to watch this series?
Yes, it is a very uncomfortable series. Unfortunately, it's really also kind of, it jumps back and forth between subjects, so you get to really Dan Schneider for being such kind of an a-hole on the set and treating his people bad and caring too much about teenagers' feet. But he wasn't the worst predator on the show. Like, they did this entire episode about Brian Peck, who actually physically, sexually assaulted one of the kids from the Drake and Josh show. And
wow.
So I don't like the way that they put a creepy guy next to an actual predator and tried to equate them. And then they did a final episode, which was sort of a wrap-up, which they did a couple of weeks after. And the final show was kind of asking people who had watched the series, what did you think of it? And Soledad O'Brien, who, I'm sorry to say, she hasn't aged all that well, but she did an interview with, like, the only African-American kids that were on the show, and they made the whole last episode all about them. And it was just really awkward and awful, and it like just left you feeling gross, like you needed a shower. And I don't recommend it to anyone unless you really want to dive deep and ruin your Nickelodeon childhood.
We don't want to make excuses here, but let's face it, those of us here in the River Region, we're always getting a lecture from Hollywood on how to behave and how to live our lives, yet the level of deviation out there, especially with kids and younger people, is astonishing. And then you have predators like Harvey Weinstein, who will probably not be able to watch Netflix in prison. I hope so, anyway. Eventually, these people seem to get discovered and found out, and they need to root out their own troubles before they lecture the rest of us. Now, there's a trailer out that really got my attention. It's called Fly Me to the Moon. What do you make of this? This has got Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm. And I hadn't heard of it, actually, until you brought it to my attention, but wow.
What is this movie supposed to be about? Is this a documentary, an expose? Is it just a fun movie? What has your research turned up?
Well, it looks like it's supposed to be just sort of a romantic comedy that's just sort of laughing at people that didn't take the moon landing seriously because they're recreating the moon landing for a PR stunt because nobody cares about the NASA program. So they're like, we've got to hire this PR person, which if you want to look into the history of Edward Bernays and how PR is the like epitome of propaganda. But anyway, it looks like a remake of Wag the Dog, quite honestly, and I think that the people, the powers that be, really are trying to tell you how it is, and maybe, I mean, I might be a little on the skeptical side about the moon landing, but I think they're trying to basically put aside any doubt that it was real by making just absolute fun of people that think that it was fake.
Can you give me a quick take on Wag the Dog? I have not seen it.
Oh, Wag the Dog is a great movie. It's from 1997 with Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, where they have to encourage the United States populace to be all about this war by creating like a war hero and making people like get behind a theme song and like a, you know, this sort of thing that you see in the regular news, but it just shows how behind the scenes the propaganda machine works, and they really want to like trick people into supporting something they normally would not.
That's fascinating. I may end up taking a look at that over the weekend. Wag the Dog. All right. And some
that was great. I recommend Wag the Dog highly. If you haven't seen it yet, watch it. If you've seen it already, watch it again. It's so good.
Okay. It's 7 for 7 on the Oscars. Good work. Appreciate all the different topics that we covered today, and we'll look forward to our next visit on Friday.
All right, great. Stay dry out there.
All righty. Ellen Murray with our Movie Minute, brought to you by AMS Studios. This is an amazing place. And guys, especially guys, you need to visit AMS-studios.com and take a look at some of the things you might want to consider getting your lady, your mother, your wife, the mother of your kids, somebody special for Mom's Day. This is the ultimate in pampering. This is an incredible facility, this beautiful old house right on the outside of downtown Prattville. And inside is a world of wonderful opportunities to either, as it says, relax with a massage by Ashley, who's one of the best in the business, rave reviews online, or services that can help you look better, refresh yourself, renew. One of the things, I'm going to be doing microdermabrasion next. And that's where they, and I've had it done before. It's been a while. But I'm looking forward to it because it really, really works. It gets rid of the dead skin. Your face looks alive and fresh. And that's just among many opportunities they have for you. Body remodeling, for example. Ask about Evolve. Weight loss. Ultrasound cavitation. 4D lipo. And the med spa also includes an array of services from Botox and fillers. They can do permanent makeup. They have electrolysis available that is state-of-the-art and virtually pain-free. There's a whole array of services. Why not just get a nice, generous gift certificate, give it to her, and say, live it up. Go relax. Go refresh. Go renew at AMS. I love these people. I am so glad they're part of what we do, and we thank them for bringing us Miss Murray's Movie Minute every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, the web address, AMS-studios.com. Or if you'd like to reach out by phone to schedule an appointment or a consultation, because you may want to look into these services because of what they can achieve. But before you make a commitment, they'll be happy to sit down and talk to you about it. 730-1268. That's 334-730-1268. For Pamela and her incredible team at AMS Studios in Prattville.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Cars and people in trees this afternoon, so let's get the latest from Skipper at 5:44.
Still got rumbles of thunder in the area. Traffic overall is light to moderate in most areas right now. I think a lot of people took off early because the storm's coming through. And right now, we're not looking too bad anywhere. We have several minor accidents, nothing affecting traffic flow. I-65 and 85 actually looking pretty good right now through downtown Montgomery. 231 to Wetumpka looking good as well. Taylor Road, not that bad this afternoon. We do have a lot of folks trying to get on the ramp, 85 north up to Taylor. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems to tell you about at the moment. We will keep an eye on traffic for you. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News. Alabama values.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care, I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you
get out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.
Oh, there's a big conspiracy, all right. And you're in it. It is 5:51 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. David Blackman did a really, really funny piece using all the words they love to throw around on the left, like privilege, talking about the fact that he and his wife did not have to travel to experience totality on Monday with the eclipse. How they had totality privilege and... oh, they have a pool. So he mentioned pool privilege, too. Because if you have those things and somebody else doesn't, well, you're just bad. Or you appropriated it from somebody who's more deserving. Anyway, Tucker Carlson, he also sent out a thing on this Tucker Carlson piece between a guy named Santiago Pliego, and... David was intrigued by it because this man is an investor who runs a private equity group called New Founding, and they invest in a particular kind of startup venture. And this got David's attention. So I thought, since we have a few minutes left to kill, I can't think of a better way to kill him than with Tucker.
The news is so grim at this point that you almost don't want to turn on your phone in the morning. It's just peace after unremitting peace, suggesting that Western civilization is crumbling and collapsing all around us, followed by typically a summary piece confirming that, in fact, it is collapsing all around us. So it is against that grim landscape that we read a piece the other day that was just the opposite. It was hopeful and smart and beautifully expressed. And a couple of people sent it to us. It was written by a man called Santiago Pliego. And it's written on a Substack. And the piece is called The Vibe Shift. And the thesis, essentially, is that people are starting to notice that things are amiss. And the main thing that's amiss is the gap between the reality that they observe and the version of reality presented them by the government, the media, the experts.
True.
And this is good. It is long overdue that people are starting to see glimpses of reality. Here's a paragraph from the piece that kind of sums up the idea very nicely, and we're quoting. The vibe shift I'm talking about is the speaking of previously unspeakable truths, the noticing of previously suppressed facts. I'm talking about the feel you get when the walls of propaganda and bureaucracy start to move as you push. The very visible dust kicked up in the air as experts and fact-checkers scramble to hold on to decaying institutions. The cautious but electric rush of energy when dictatorial edifices designed to stifle innovation, enterprise, and thought are exposed or toppled. As we said, so nicely expressed, beautifully written. Santiago Pliego is the venture director at New Founding, and we're honored to have him join us now. Santiago, thank you for joining us. Thank you for writing this piece, which absolutely made my morning. And it really was the one bright spot in my news consumption last week. Why did you write this piece? What moved you to do it?
Sure. Thanks for having me. Why I wrote it is because I think a lot of people are noticing the vibe shift, and I've been kind of keeping tabs on it with my friends and my colleagues for, you know, let's say 9 months or so, a little bit over that, but especially in the last 9 months. Not a day goes by that we don't have a conversation where, or see something online or read a piece or see a crossover of people that we would have never expected to see kind of together. That would have been sort of inconceivable 5 years ago, even a year and a half ago. And My friends and I sort of started to file this away in a mental folder called the Vibe Shift. And I think a lot of people are sensing that things are changing. Sure, the stakes are high and getting higher. I think the pressure will continue to come and will not relent. But that's cost a lot of people, especially young people, young guys especially, to kind of wake up and decide that they're not going to go along with this anymore, that the world is built and designed in a certain way, and that they're ready to return to reality.
You said that people are coming together in unexpected ways. I see that in my own life as I send warm text to Naomi Wolf, who I love. I never thought I'd be doing that in this lifetime. But tell us what you mean when you say that.
Yeah, so there's a pressure that is applied equally to groups of people, regardless of sort of the camp or the community you might be a part of. If you are a normal family, just want you to send your kids to a school where they won't get fed, you know, ideology, or if you're building AI tools and don't want them to be regulated, or if you just want to be able to speak your mind, or if you want to be able to vote without interference or whatever, all of those people are now facing the same pressure to kind of decelerate, stagnate, to ossify into a bureaucratic monolith. And so I think these groups, what's interesting about the Vibe Shift, one of the interesting things about the Vibe Shift is that all of these groups that were usually not used to working together or seeing each other as co-belligerents in a cultural fight are finding each other and are saying, hey, you have useful things that we can use over here, and we have useful things and thoughts and ideas that you can use over here. And that's creating this pressure, this monolithic pressure, bureaucratic pressure, top down across a variety of different groups and circles, whether you're in Silicon Valley or just a normal American family or in the Midwest, or it doesn't matter. Everybody's facing this kind of existential pressure, and that's causing a lot of these groups to look for co-belligerents.
This is a really interesting piece. And when people who invest money to grow businesses or start new businesses, when they're starting to see all of this government beazel schmias that come down and impact, they're all noticing at the same time. Now, let's give ourselves credit here. We've been talking about this for a long time. A long time. It's finally being noticed by the people that really need to see it. And I'm hopeful that gentlemen like this and others who are part of his circle are taking note and preparing to put an end to it. It's got to stop. We're watching, you know, none of us like DEI. The Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional. It's starting to fall apart. Not as fast as I would like, but it's going away. ESG, same thing. Eventually, bad ideas will sort of out themselves, if you will, and go away. And this kind of stuff can't happen soon enough, especially when we saw the numbers we did today with inflation. Everything they're doing sucks. And November, there can only be one outcome in November if we're all going to be optimistic about the future. Our final traffic, the weather's going to get better, that's for sure.
Well, apparently a lot of people got off work early and left before the storms rolled in. That's a good thing. Right now we're light to moderate all over the area. I-65 and 85, a little bit busy through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard's light to moderate. And all of our outbound roads, Troy Highway, 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville, light to moderate. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka reporting light to moderate traffic and all clear. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
It's still raining. We have not, we're going to drop by Baumhauer's briefly, but if the better half of your brain says stay home and stay out of the weather, we certainly understand that tonight. We'll look for, in fact, we have a bigger celebration planned for a week from tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And so it shall be. Wow, what a cast we have to thank today. Starting with Dr. Hernandez. That was a blast. Ellen Murray, Rosie Brock. We appreciate everybody's